Chapter 1. Yesterday. Hoboken isn't exactly paradise, even if now they're trying to gentrify it, a word that would have been unknown and totally inexplicable to the people living in this grimy little New Jersey city 8 decades ago. Today there are flowers in tiny front gardens where once there had been only trash cans. There are pictures on walls where once the soul colour had come from the blood of kids and much older men, the ones who daily had been forced up against the brickwork in the course of being made offers they couldn't possibly refuse. The ferries still ply the Hudson River to and from Manhattan. These days you can also take a train and get there in 10 minutes. The journey isn't so pleasant in summer, but in the winter, when the cold is so bitter that you find yourself envying a hibernating tortoise, those 10 minutes are a treasure. This is not a town helped by its climate. Today, when virtually every house and apartment has enough radiators to provide warmth in winter and air conditioners to cool the heat of summer, the weather plays less of a part in Hoboken life than once it did. But in the first 3 decades of the century, existence could be hard in a place where snow comes in November and lasts till March, and the only refuge from the stifling heat of July and August was to dance in the spray of a fire hydrant by day and sleep on a fire escape by night. Hoboken has